Okay, so we are today's daf is daf yutes. Just scheduling tomorrow is a Sunday schedule. Daf is at 7:10, and also I'm going to be out of town. I'm speaking in Baltimore tomorrow morning, so Menachem will be giving tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's amazing daf of Baal Hamor fame of where the international dayline is. That's where Shana Daf Chaf is tomorrow's daf. Okay, so let's now at least a few tests. That's our avoda right now. So we'll start with about seven lines up. Mosiv Ravacha Bar Huna. Mosiv Ravacha Bar Huna on Yud Chesem Abeis. So the Gemara has just brought up five lines earlier the sugya of Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is, as Rashi explained yesterday, a list of dates which were put together bisman hatanoim of days that they the minhag was not to fast on those days, days of simcha, days that something happy happened on those days. So that was the list, and you weren't allowed to, that was Megillas Tainus. Right, what is Megillas Tainus? Should be Megillas Yontif. What's Megillas Tainus? So it's a lashon Sagi Nahar. It's a lashon that maybe it was these were days that were going to be a Yontif, but they were going to become Tanesim. So the Gemara mentioned yesterday that at least in earlier times, Megillas Tainus was this type of list. The question was, there was a machlokas yesterday, machlokas amoraim, whether Megillas Tainus was batel or not. Were all those days nullified and we say the whole list doesn't exist anymore? Or do we say that no, they are still intact? So the Gemara is bringing rayas to each tzad, whether these days were batel or not. So we're in that discussion. So Mosef Ravacha Bar Huna, six lines up or seven lines up from the bottom. Bitzlasa b'tishrei, on the third day of Tishrei. Bitelas ad karta min shtaraya. They were mevatel on the third day of Tishrei. They were mevatel names of Hashem from shtaros. What does that mean? Shegazra malchus yavan gzera. Shalahaskir shem shemayim al pihem. The yavan, malchus yavan made a gzera that you're not allowed to write shem Hashem. You're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem at all, even included in letters. Ukshagavra malchus chashmonai, when the chashmonayim, again, still Hanukkah related, when the Chashmonaim took over and beat the Yavanim, Benitzchum, his kinush yimaskirin shem shemayim afilu b'shtaris. So the Chashmonaim made a takana that not only should shem shemayim be shagar b'ficha, as we know from Yaakov Avinu and from Yosef Atzadik, but they even wrote it in shtaris. They wanted to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu in everywhere. They used to write Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, Baruch Hashem, they used to write Shem Hashem wherever they could, even in secular documents, even Bishtaros. And this was not what Chazal wanted. Not what Chazal wanted, but the Chashmonaim did it. The Kachayu, again, the Chashmonaim had, it's unclear whether this story happened prior or post, probably after, right? Because we know that the Chashmonaim dynasty did not stay tzaddikim. The Ramban even writes in Parshas Vayechi that they shouldn't have taken the Malchus right away. They were not from Malchus Beis David. That's a major machlokas Rishonim, whether what they did was proper, because usually we believe in a separation of church and state in religion in terms of power. Sheva Levi and Sheva Yehuda, they were Kohanim, and they became the Malachim. But either way, this was something else that happened that was improper. So, V'kachal Yikosvim, B'shas Kachal Kachal Yochanan, they used to write in the year of so such and such to Yochanan Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon, and they got Shem Hashem in there. Ukishashamu Chachamim B'davar, and when the Chachamim heard about this practice, Amru L'machar Zepareas Chovo, what's going to happen tomorrow? This guy is going to pay up his loan, but it's a shtar mutabashma, and they're going to throw out the shtar, and you could have a shtar sitting there in the garbage with Shem Hashem on it. Ubitlum, and therefore Chazal finally had the power and were mevatel the minhag. Rashi quotes here that it was difficult once a practice starts with Klal Yisrael, especially when the Jews, we think that it's a good practice. It's hard for us to listen to our rabbis and say, oh, come on, what do you mean it's not? What do you mean? This is Shem Shemayim. We're trying to do this. But finally, when they overcame and they were able to mevatel it, va'osu ayom asu yantif. So they made that day a yantif. Gimel Tishrei. They made it into a yantif. They asked the Gemara. Now we're getting back to the Raya. About the Megillas Tainus, and now relating to the Machlokas yesterday, that there's a Machlokas on Marom, whether Megillas Tainus, the list of the holidays were nullified or not. If you say they were batel, Kamaisa batel, Achranaisa Mosifin. So you want to say that they were just Mevatel, so many of these holidays. So you're going to tell me they added on new holidays? This Gimel Tishrei? So if they added on a new holiday, it must be that the other ones were not batel. That's the Gemara's kasha. Answers the Gemara. No, the answer is that maybe this whole story happens, right? The Hasmonean dynasty was during Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, and everybody agrees that it was still Kayam. So that's why it's no raya from this story that it was Kayam afterwards, because maybe the story happened Bizman Beis HaMikdash. It's an important ritva on this Gemara. It's the same ritva. We had this ritva in Shabbos Daf Yud. The ritva there says the same thing. Remember way back? Shabbos Daf Yud, and that is discussing Ksivas Shem Hashem. Says the Ritva here, he says, Mikan, you see from here, the fact that Chazal were worried about Shem Shemayim and Shtaros, Yesh Lizar, Shal Lichtov Shem, we should be careful not writing Shem Hashem in secular Shtaros. And even though, even if you want to write it in, you don't want to write in the real Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Avagav Shein Nogan Lakotza Elo Bakinui, Vishalo Bixav Ashuri, even though we write it in a different language, in a different a nickname of Hashem, Karov Ladavar Shtafshar Rosem Lohayakos Bixav Ashuri. What, you think they were writing the real Shem Hashem? It could be that they weren't writing the real Shem Hashem either. And still, Chazal were upset at it. So that's what he says. Vikol Shtaro, we gerish Shela Shalom, Sheishbo Shum Shem Osir Lashlicha Lashba. If there's any type of Shem Shemayim, you're not allowed to throw it out. Again, it gets into the Shemus issue. What's Shemus, what's not Shemus? Vim Yeshbo Shalom. What if it just says the word Shalom in the Shtar? Says the Ritva. Yesh Machpidin, Mibnei Shehu Shmo Shalachadish Baruch Hu. Some are Machpid by the name Shalom, that it is Shem Hashem. Lachei Nog and Harbish, Lolichtov Shalom, Shema Hayom O Macher Yehemuto Ba'ashba. V'raboseinu Eina Machpidim, V'hamachmer Tavar Olav Bracha. This is Ritva that quotes, that brings up the issue of whether it is appropriate to, what do you do with Shtaros that have regular She'ela Shalom in it? Again, this Ritva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Yaradeya, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, in Reish Ayin Vav, the Rama writes, V'yesh nizhara nafilu b'mila, I'm sorry, V'asar lichtov shem l'chachilu shalom b'sefer, d'yucha lovel l'dei b'zayon, V'lachin nizhara shalom lichtov shem b'igares. The minhag is not to write shame in a letter. V'yesh nizhara nafilu b'mila shalom. Not to write the word shalom shalom ligmar k'sivaso. Not to write Shin Lamed Vav, I had a Rebbe. Whenever on all my my bechiners, whatever, he had to write my name, Shin Lamed Vav with a smidgic, with a little thing. He never wrote the mem. Because he was machmir for this day, that is l'chadchila. The Shachia quotes, Harov ha'olam ein nizhar in bazeh. Harov ha'olam is not nizhar in this, but that's the Rama and Simin Reish Ayin Vav. The Radvaz, quoted there in the Pisachei Tshuva, but it's a Tshuvas Radvaz, says that, no, he has a mistavar chiluk. He says it depends if you're writing shalom as shalom aleichem, because when you say shalom aleichem to somebody, you are invoking Shem Hashem. So that is something that one has to be careful with. Shalom aleichem, so maybe their shalom shouldn't be written out. But if one is just saying shalom as a person's name, or you're writing, I hope there's peace in the world. Shalom as peace. Nah, so says the Radvaz, that has no Kedusha. Because that is not meant to be Shem Hashem. That's his chilak. He says, when you have something like Boaz, Hashem, Vayom Alakotshim, Hashem Imachem, which is the mocker for Shalom Aleichem, right? So then you have to be worried. Avon Ba Lichto B'Ksav, Shi Shalom Ba'olam, Obein Ploni Laploni, right? So-and-so made up. Right, so you're going to say that's inappropriate, you can't throw that out. So he says that is, one doesn't have to worry about it. And that's what the, most of the poskim say. This discussion is also in the Mishnah Brura. If you look in Hilchos Kriyashma, it's been paid out. He talks about saying the word shalom in the bathroom, in a place that it's a makom etunah. Va'adam sheshmo shalom. Yesh osrim bebeis hamerchatz likroso b'shmo. Ela b'lashon laz. To say some type of English name. What if you don't have an English name? V'yesh matirin. Sounds like it's mutter because you have in mind this person. He says, Yare shemayim yesh lahachmir yivla hamem. So he doesn't know. He says, Shalom, leave out the mem, or shalom, with a nun. Either way, that's the Mishnah Berurah writes. This has been paid Dalid. And, but again, this is something that are mocking about. Again, this is the only, only have this by the word shalom, the name shalom, because that's the Shem Hashem. Other names where you have Hashem in the name, this totally does not apply, because that's not Shem Hashem. You have the name Daniel, Michael. That's not Hashem. You can write out the whole word Daniel. You don't have to write Dalid, Nun, Yud, Dash, Lamed. Now that's not Shem Hashem. Some people do it. Some people have that minhag. But really, Me'ikra Adin, there's no discussion in the poskim about those names. Because Daniel is not Shem Hashem. So you have Shem Hashem in it. Sorry, Dan. But Yisrael, all of these have Shem Hashem in it. But once it's written as a name, it doesn't have that status.
But by virtue of the fact that you would say Shalom Aleichem, you wouldn't say you give up Kalei.
Right.
Shalom. That
right. So obviously it is a kinoi. Shalom aleichem. You don't say yud kei vav kei aleichem. That's true. So it is a kinoi, but that's what this ritva says. The ritva says that even a kinoi, lachor, they didn't write yud kei vav kei either. But it was still a kinoi. You see, Chazal were still upset about it and worried about it. Okay, so that's the first discussion we have today. So that's the Gemara's answer. There's no raya from this story. The fact that they added on a yontif, there's no raya that the other ones were still intact afterwards, because maybe the story happened bisman beis hamikdash. Ask the Gemara 1 second. What day are we talking about here? We're talking about Gimel Tishrei. What's Gimel Tishrei? Tzom Gedalia. V'tei glay to have a yom shenera bo gedalia ben achikam. Why did Chazal have to make it? We're talking about bisman beis hamikdash. That's what we just answered. So bisman beis hamikdash, as the Gemara mentioned yesterday, based on the pasuk in Zechariah, that all the fast days that are fast days now were holidays bisman beis hamikdash. So Tzom Gedalia was a holiday bisman beis hamikdash. So why did Chazal have to make a yontif because of this occurrence that they stopped, we were mevatel this minhag that they were against? It was the day, it was Yom Shneira Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, it was Tzom Gedalia. So if it was Tzom Gedalia, that means during the Bizman Beis HaMikdash, it was a Yantif. That's what Rashi says. It was already a Yantif, because it was Tzom Gedalia. Says, it was during Bizman Beis, but Bizman, once they had a Beis HaMikdash again, once they had a Beis HaMikdash, then it was became a Yantif again. That's the assumption of the Gemara. Even though Tzom Gedalia and Afinam, yes, it was by the first Churban. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav, lo nitzrcha el la'asar es shalafanav. What's the answer? Really, you're right. It was a yantif. But what is being added on here? Added on here, the fact that the asar has spayed him, has been v'tainis the day beforehand. Even if you want to say that Bizman HaMikdash, all these days were fast days, Megillas Tainis, or the later Minhagim, were that even the previous day, Erev these days, that also became usher to fast on those days. On Yom Shneira Gedalia Ben Achikam. Answer the Gemara 1 second. Shalafanav Nami. What do you mean? The day before Tzom Gedalia? We already know another reason why you're not allowed to fast. Shalafanav Nami Tepeklei Davali Yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh. If you're telling me there's a minhag not to fast before and after these days in Megillas Tainis, so surely, you know, there would be a minhag not to fast before and after the Raisa days. So the second day of Tishrei, right, that's the day after Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Hashanah. So that should be a reason. You don't need the Chazal to come and tell me that you're not allowed to fast on Beis Tishrei because it's the day before Tzom Gedalia, which was a holiday in those days. What about the day after Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara answers, no. Rosh Chodesh de'oraisa u de'oraisa lo boi chizik. No. When it comes to the new days in Megillas Tainis, these rabbinic inventions, so Chazal have to give that some oomph. Nobody will take that seriously. If you don't guard it before and after, so nobody's going to take it seriously. People are going to end up fasting on those days. So that's why Chazal say you have to fast even the day before. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh is a Daraisa. U Daraisa lo boi chizik. And Daraisa does not need extra strength. People take it seriously. Titania, as the Braisa says, Hayamim, let's finish. I'll take the questions. Hayamim ma'ela haksum b'megillas tainis. These days that are recorded in Megillas Tainis, asurin bein lefnein bein lachareihem, they are usur to have fast or to have eulogies the day before or after. Shabbos is v'yamim tovim, but Shabbos and Yontif, daraises, heim asurin, they are usur, lefnein lachareihem mutarin. Well, before and after they're mutar. Why? Ma'hefresh bein zelazeh, halola divrei Torah, vein divrei Torah tzvichin chizik. By the daraises, everybody takes them seriously. They do not need chizik. Halola divrei sofrim, v'divrei sofrim tzvichin chizik. Right? Similar to the chiluk that we had twice in Maseches Beitza between Shabbos and Yontif. By Shabbos, if somebody takes Shabbos seriously, lo asi lezuzule be. We had that all the way at the beginning of the Masechta and at the end of the Masechta. Same thing here between Torah, between Midaraisa and Darabanan.
What about
Rosh Hashanah? Oh, so what about, some posts can say, what about the, what, why are you coming up with days before, after? Second day Rosh Hashanah. So that's a question that some ask. Why isn't that another reason?
Well,
this happened before Niskakul Leviyah, but even Bizan Amikdash, we know that there were 2 days.
When
in history, when did Niskag Levim Bashir? That was early Bizman, but right, I'm not sure when historically that Mishnah occurred. Yeah. Niskag Levim Bashir, yeah.
Why is more for Rosh Hashanah
as
Rosh Chodesh?
Oh, so why did it talk about Rosh Chodesh here? So this relates a little bit. We had Bakesh Liyom Chagenu, we had the Gemara earlier on Daf, we had the Maseches Beitza, we had earlier here. How much is the Rosh Chodesh aspect of Rosh Hashanah swallowed up by Rosh Hashanah? It's always Rosh Hashanah. So do you have the separate Karban Musaf? Do you mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening? It definitely relates to that. But the Nitziv has another point. The Nitziv says, we're talking all about here about the not fasting the day after. He says, it sounds like from this Gemara that you are not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because we're talking about Rosh Hashanah as a Yantif, not fasting the day after. But we're going to have later on in the Masechta, the Rosh, at the end of Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, quotes three different shitas in the Gaonim. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Halacha lemaaseh, you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? So some Gaonim say you have to fast. Some Gaonim say you're not allowed to fast. And some Gaonim say, you know, you do what you want. Three different shitas in the Gaonim. Says the Netziv, from this Gemara, you get the impression that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because we're talking about Rosh Aleph Tishrei as a hot. You're not allowed to talk about the day after Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to fast. But if you can fast on Rosh Hashanah, obviously you can fast the day after Rosh Hashanah. So says the Netziv, Mikan, it sounds like from here that you are. Sounds like you're not allowed to fast, like a riot to those Gaonim. He says, where's this? He says, Mikan Omri, sounds like from here that it's Asr L'Hisano. So what do you do with it? And there he says, maybe those Gaonim only meant it Be'ez Sarah. Be'ez Sarah, like yesterday we had a chilak of Bizman Shalom, Bizman Ein Shalom. He says, maybe Be'ez Sarah. Again, this relates to what type of day Rosh Hashanah is. We pass in the middle, Shita. We pass in, not the middle totally, but we pass in, you're not allowed to fast, we're not supposed to eat more than your fill. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Ochlim v'shosin u'smechin ve'ein mis'an b'Rosh Hashanah amnam lo yochlu kol savam l'man lo yokilu roshem v'tiyayiras Hashem al-panecha. No, go overboard by Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, this is why the Shulchan Aruch quotes a minhag that is not as well known as probably it should be. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Nohagim l'hisanos erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, we don't. We pass the Alav Tetz on Rosh Hashanah, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. It's not a tiny little print at the bottom of the page. It's the Shulchan Aruch. No Gim Lazanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. So at least maybe until Chatzos, but that is where the minhag comes from, because we pass the Alav Tetz on Rosh Hashanah. But that is the issue of Erev Rosh Hashanah. But that's the Netziv on this Gemara. There is also discussion just here that's called Rosh Chodesh Da'oraisahu. So what does Rashi say? Look at the second skinny line of Rashi. Rosh Chodesh Moed Da'oraisa. It's a moed d'oraisa. It's a moed. Moed, interesting. It's called a moed. So moedim is not just the shalosh regalim, but it's a moed. So we look in the Torah, maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur might also be moedim. Moedim just means a special time. This has to do a little bit with what we did last week, and that is, when do we take off our tefillin on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a moed. So our minhag is to take off our tefillin before Musaf. Why do we take off our tefillin before Musaf? So the Levush says, because it has Moed aspects, and we want to take it off before Musaf. Because Musaf symbolizes the carbon Musaf, which is a time when it's a Moed. So that's why we take it off beforehand. It's not an Os. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Os. Tefillin is an Os. And the Baalei Machshava say that we always need two Osos on us. So on a weekday, we have Mila and tefillin. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have Shabbos and Yom Tov and Mila. So you don't need tefillin. I'll pishnei edim yakum davar. That's the language of the svar. You always need two edim. I'll pishnei edim yakum davar. That's why we don't wear tefillin. That's why some machronim, I think we mentioned in the past, machronim ask the kasha, Rahman al-Aslan, if somebody doesn't have a Mila, meso echam machmas Mila, let's say these are the family of hemophilia, should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because he only has one os. Okay, we paskin generally low plug that he shouldn't. But anyway, that is the discussion of an os. So Rosh Chodesh is not an os. That's not the reason we take off our tefillin. We wear tefillin in the morning on Rosh Chodesh. But we take off our tefillin before Musaf. Two reasons given. Number one, because it's called a Moed, or Gemara. It's called a Moed. A second reason, the Beis Yosef quotes that this works for Nusaf Sfard, you shouldn't have a Keser on you when you're going to say Keser. If you're going to say Keser Yitnu Lecha by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so you shouldn't have your Keser on. You're going to say Keser Hashem, we're going to give you the Keser. We're going to give you the crown, so we shouldn't have a Keser on our heads. That's the second reason why we take off our tefillin on Rosh Chodesh before Musaf. There is an important discussion in the postgame. Rav Sternbach has this in Aleph Memhei. Rav Soloveitchik writes this as well. And they very strongly discuss what we do. What do? We say, amen. So we have a few minute break, and then we take off our tefillin. And then, so many of us leave our tefillin unwrapped. Unwrapped. Unwrapped, just lying around on the bima, on the table. Sometimes we try to cover it with a tefillin bag. But the poskim, many poskim are vehemently against this. He said it's a design of the tefillin, just leaving it around. He says, Yish makomos shememaharim lehispal musav, choltem anichan osam ala shulchan, kshinim mekupalim. V'shamati al kamagdolim shekpidu, she said, bizayin letefillin. The Nero Lamaisa, he says, if you have to do that, take off your tefillin before Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to take off your tefillin during Kaddish. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that a few times. You're not allowed to take off your tassel and tefillin during Kaddish. That's very, very strong about that. We should post that on the walls. He says, v'shamati gedolim, he says, you should be makbid about it. And he says, if you don't have time, take it off during Hagva. Take it off during some other time. But don't take it off if you're not going to have time to wrap it properly, so then you shouldn't take it off. The Rav Soloveitchik, it doesn't quote that here, but I heard B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, I looked for a lesson, I couldn't find it, but I heard B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik that he said, if you know that you're not going to have time to take off your tefillin, even though it's going to be the time of the Brias a little bit, or at least in theory, I don't know if he said this to Lamaisa, at least in theory, leave him on. The whole idea of taking him off before Musaf is a minug. Bizayin, a tefillin is a din. Can't leave it. Tefillin bibizayon, muta bibizayon. So that's why Rav Sternbach writes here, and B'shem Rav Soloveitchik, they say you have to be very careful. The Chazan should give time, enough time for people to wrap their tefillin properly. Because just to leave it, you know, if somebody has to go to the bathroom for a second and they take off the tefillin, that's for a second. Maybe you don't have to wrap up your tefillin then. But again, here you're going to leave it for the whole musaf. You're not allowed to wrap during Chazar Shashas either. That's not the also these Chazar Shashas supposed to be listening. He's going to have to wrapping after musaf. So this is something that we should be makbid for. Okay, but that's part of this has to do with the fact that Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, Rosh Chodesh is a moi. Okay, Nek Viter. We are up to Vitepuk. Last word on the line. Vitepuk lay. So what did we just say? What are we up to now? We're up to the fact that we brought this whole brisa that they made the third day of Tishrei into a yantif because they were mevatel writing Shem Hashem in the shtaris, and we ended up saying this was really bizman hamikdash, and they needed it because they had to aser fasting even the day before. Says the Gemara now, 1 second. V'tepek lei dehavi leyom shelifnei yom shenerag bogadai ben achikam. So why don't you just say, the Gemara says they could have asked this before, why do you have to say that it became usur, because it became mutter, because it's the day before this bittul shtaros happened, it's still the day before Tzom Gedalia. And as we said before, that was a yantiv in those days. Amar Avashi, no, Gedalia ben Achikam divrei Kabbalahu, v'divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damu. No, Gedalia ben Achikam is some psukim in Navi. Psukim and Navi tell us the story of what happened to Gedaliah. He was killed by a fellow Jew, Rahman al-Islan, and by Yishmael, right? He did not accept his friends told him that Yishmael was going to come to assassinate you, and he said, no, don't worry about it. He's a big tzaddik. And the Gemara Nida tells us that because we fault him, because even though we say you're not supposed to be Makabal Lashon Hara, you're supposed to be Zahir about it. You're supposed to, if you hear something dangerous about you, you can't be down Lekav Schus to somebody and not worry about your own safety. So he should have at least taken precautions. So we fault him a little bit at least, says the Gemara. But either way, so the story is described in Navi, so that's why it's in the category of Divrei Kabbalah. It's not a pure Divrei Rabbanan, and Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah. That's why the day before Gimel Tishrei really was not, we treat it as a Daraisa, and therefore that day we would not have Aser fasting. That's why Chazal had to come on and Aser fasting. There is some discussion in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchas Ta'anios, that historically, it could be, some say that Gedaliah was really assassinated on Aleph Tishrei, not Gimel Tishrei. We hold Gimel Tishrei. But really, maybe he might have been assassinated Aleph Tishrei, we just pushed it because he can't reach Rosh Hashanah. So we're not going to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So there are some historical evidence. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbi Yerucham, I think, that says that that really he was assassinated on Aleph Tishrei. We just push it off. What? Right. The Pasuk says Aleph Tishrei. Pasuk, I don't remember. I don't remember. Obviously, the story is in Yirmiyahu and in Malachim, I think. Yirmiyahu, it's put in two places in Avi, but I don't remember if it quotes a date. Okay. Divrei Kabbalah and Dirabanan. Is there any, what's the major difference? Here it says Divrei Kabbalah is Kedaoraisa. So do we ever find elsewhere that there's a difference between Dirabanan and Divrei Kabbalah? So I don't know if we discussed this year, but this is a Purim discussion. It's the day after Hanukkah, so we could already talk about Purim. It's not Shloshim Yom, but we could already start talking about we live by holidays in this religion. So we're already looking to Tu B'Shvat a little bit, and then Purim. So there is a Nodabi Yehuda. Nodabi Yehuda says, what happens if there's, the shuv is about, what happens if there's a shul that's laying the Megillah, and they're about to lay the Megillah, they're in the middle of laying the Megillah, and all of a sudden somebody peeks out the window and sees the beautiful Levana, and it's been cloudy for 2 weeks straight. And Purim is Lael, it's Yudalad Adar. Tonight's the last night, you got about 3 hours left to Kiddush Levana. You're doing Megillah, so you don't know if you finish the Megillah whether the moon's going to go back in the clouds yet. Do you stop? Are you mafsi kriyas and Megillah, says the Nodabi Yehuda, to go do Kiddush Levana? That's the tshuva in Kama Simin Mem Aleph. That's his discussion here. Ube kriyas haMegillah im ira kadesh yichlez man Kiddush Levana lagamrei kodem shesiyim haMegillah. He says if the entire tzibur didn't do it yet, go out and be mekadesh Levana in the middle of kriyas haMegillah. Unbelievable. If the whole tzibur hasn't finished Levana yet. If there's a yachid, no, the yachid shouldn't be mafsik. This is just an individual. But if the whole tzibur didn't do it, you go out. Why? He quotes, Tadir Rishenu, Tadir Kodem. Tadir, you do Kiddush Levana 12 times a year, and, right, Megillah is only twice, right? Pursuma, even if you want to include all the Pursuma Nisa mitzvahs, you still don't have 12. Right? You got three mitzvahs, how many times do you do them? So he says, that's what he says. If yachid, then the yachid shouldn't do it. He said, "Mikol atzibur adayin lo eschilu va'alavana zarachas sheyakdimu kiddush levana chadad tadir kodem." And then he quotes, "V'yein lomar." This is what's important for us. Don't tell me that tadir she'ino tadir only applies by same level mitzvahs to derabanans and to da'araises. Masha'ein kain here. Here Megillah should win because kiddush levana is a pure derabanan, while Megillah is divrei Kabbalah. Megillah is divrei Kabbalah, so Megillah. Why? Because Megillah. Where's the makor? Why? How do you know you have to read the Megillah? It says it in the Megillah. Right, so the Megillah, you have to read the Megillah. Mordechai and Esther, right? They were Misakin, Kriyas and Megillah. So how do you, maybe that should win out because it's Divrei Kabbalah? And there's the Chiddush of the Noda Yehuda. Only the daytime reading is Divrei Kabbalah. But the nighttime reading is pure Drabbanan. And therefore, Drabbanan, Drabbanan, Tadir Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, Tadir wins. That's the Chiddush of the Noda Yehuda quoted by many others after him. He's Mechalik fundamentally between the nighttime Megillah and the daytime Megillah. The nighttime Megillah is pure Drabbanan. But what does it say in the Megillah? V'hayyamim ha'ela, Nizkarim Benasim. Yamim. So he says Yamim is based, it's Dafka Megillah Bayom, and therefore, that's why if you wake up in the morning, and sometimes you have the moon and the sun in the sky at the same time. Let's say you'd have the morning Megillah. So then maybe you want to be able to be Mafsa because Megillah would win. But this is his Chiddush of being Mechalik. But again, there are halachic Dafka Minas between different Kabbalah, which we treat as Daraisa. Let's say you're not sure if you read the Megillah. So you have a suffix, you don't remember. You don't remember if you read the Megillah or not. So again, the daytime reading, according to the Noda Yehuda, you'd have to repeat again. It's because suffix kein da'araisa, mashenkin the nighttime Megillah, because the nighttime Megillah is a pure Drabbanan. Or number two, he talks about kidakatan, a katan, shehigia, not a katan, he came of age, and there's a chazaka that he has shtei sirus, he has the simanim of a gadol. Do we trust that a katan, nowadays we don't check if a katan has simanim, we rely on what's called chazaka de rabba. Rabba says, mistama, if a child is 13 years old, 12 years old, mistama, he has simanim. So the child, we rely on chazaka de rabba. So usually we say by daraisas we don't, and by derabanans we do. That is why, we have this year we're going to have a bar mitzvah in Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, the bar mitzvah boy is not laning Parsha Zachar. He'll lane the rest of the laning. Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana Drabanan. Parsha Zachar is a Daraisa. So that's why a Bar Mitzvah boy usually generally cannot lay in Parsha Zachar. We don't do Bedika today, that's a Daraisa. We only rely on Chazaka Darabah, by Drabanan is not Daraisas. So could a child lay in the Megillah? So according to the Noda Yehuda, you'd be Mechalik. By the nighttime reading, he can lay. That's pure Drabanan. But the daytime reading is treated as different Kabbalah, which is like Daraisa. So then he would not be able to lay. So again, there are other nafgaminas, but this is, what about Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Again, we usually mechal between Daraisa and Drabanans. But this has to do with here, what we say here, Divrei Kabbalah is Kidivrei Torah. Okay, weiter. Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Next try. Next try relating again to the Machlokas Amoraim, whether Megillah's Tainus is Batel or Kayim. So Tuvi Bar Masna asks, Pastor Mitzman Yebei, on the 28th day of Adar, talking about Adar, Asis Besur Tatavsali Hudai, there was a great news that came to the Jews, to lo yi'idun mi'araisa, we won't be ripped away from our Torah, Shegazra Machos Gzera, there was a certain decree by a certain government, Shlo Yasku Batorah, Vishlo Yemulus Beneim, Vishichalu Shabbosos, they shouldn't learn Torah, they shouldn't do Mila, they shouldn't keep Shabbos, right? The Marsha here says, these mitzvahs are what separate us from the other nations, Shabbos and Torah, obviously, right? We even paskin these are the two mitzvahs that a goy is not allowed to do if he wants to. Non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah. Non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. And Mila obviously also differentiates us. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveirav. So what did Yehuda ben Shemua do with his friends to try to be mevatel l'gzeira? Hochu v'rad l'eisav v'matronisa achas. They went to speak to a Roman woman, Shekol g'doli Romi mitzuyin esla, that was very influential among the Romans. Amar lahem, bo v'hafkinu balayla. She says to them, you know what? Go and make a hafkana. Right? Go and make a protest at night. Why at night? So the Ben Yehoyada here quotes, because so many nisim in history happened at night. She was saying, look in your history books. What happened at night? He quotes here. How many nisim? Avraham Avinu won the war at night, and so the nace of Sarah, by a Paro and Avimelech happened at night, and Makas Bechoros, and Sancheriv, and Mordechai, Nodat Tashnas HaMelech, and all these nisim happened at night. He quotes a bunch. She says, that's why she was saying to go at night, because so many nisim happened at night. Holchu, and then he gives another pshat, he says, maybe because we're talking about the Romans here, who come from Esav, and Yaakov beat the Tzar Shel Esav when he fought with him at night. Right? So another reason why at night. So Hefkina Balayla, Holchu Hefkina Balayla, they went. Amru, and they started screaming out at the rally. Eishamayim! Aren't we your brothers? Don't we have one father? Meaning Yitzchak Avinu. Right, we're Yaakov, you're Esav. V'lo b'nei eim achas anachnu, ma'an ishtanim kalum of a lashon, shetem gozer le gzeres kashos, who bits, right, why are you getting so upset at us? Who bits them? And they were successful, and they nullify the gzera. V'oz ayam azu yantif, and Baruch Hashem, they made that day a yantif. And again, the Gemara says, v'yisach anadah batal megillas tainis. And if you want to tell me that post-churban, post the Beis HaMikdash, the whole list of Yom Tovim were batel. Kamaisa batel achranaisa mosifin. So the first days were batel. The first ones were batel, so we're adding on. So how could we, how could you add on? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, and if you want it right, so that's the kasha again. Raya, that, they were not batel. V'chitema achanami, z'man shabiz v'kdash kayim. And if you want to tell me, no, maybe this is also, these are also related to, took place when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and there when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, everybody agrees that they were still in workable, they were being knowing them. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua, Talmud Rabbi Meir, no, it can't be, historically. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua, who was in this story, was the Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Basar Achihavi, and Rabbi Meir was much later. Rashi here quotes all the Talmidim. Rashi quotes the whole line of Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived at Churban Abayis, and his Talmud was Rabbi Eliezer, and then Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Meir. So he was much later. So Rabbi Meir lived much later. So therefore, it can't be that this story happened Bisman Beis HaMikdash. So we're back to the question. How do you know that Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir from the following? Ditzan, the Mishnah tells us, Klei zechuchis shenikvu v'hitav l'tochan eiver. We haven't had a halach in Hilchas Taras for a while. Baruch Hashem. So klei zechuchis shenikvu, now Baruch Hashem, we have it. So you have a glass klei that became tameh. Rashi has two pshat amir. We'll go with the first one. Glass klei became tameh. So how do you make a glass klei tahar? So I guess you could put it in the mikvah. That's one choice. But the other choice is to break it and to get it, become a new klei. Panam chadashas ba'olakan. So you have a glass klei that you made a hole in it. And so, because you wanted to be metahir it, so you made a hole big enough so it can't hold things anymore, so now it's tamei. And then you stuffed up the hole. Vita l'dochan aver, and you stuffed it up with lead, with a type of metal. So, Amr of Shum Begamliel, Yehuda b'Shamua metamei b'Shamua b'Meir. Yehuda b'Shamua says, you know what? This kli is now tamei again. Because it's considered, why is it tamei again? Because Rashi, of course, in the bottom of Amud Aleph, that we had all the way back in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, that sometimes when you fix a kli, the old tumah comes back. Seir the Rabbanan, for whatever, if you remember back there, the Gemara spoke about all different types of kalim. The Gemara there says, by metal kalim, the tumah comes back. By clay matthas. If you broke a kli and you put it back together, by a metal kli, if it was tummy before, it is tummy again. You don't say, panim chadosh is ba'ol lakan. So says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, Bishum Rabbi Meir, in this case also, the tumah is going to come back. You know why? Because you use metal to stuff up the hole, so that is called maimid. That's called, that material of metal is really keeping the whole kli to be usable. So therefore, you give this whole kli the status of a metal kli. And that's why, he says it's tummy. But what's important for us is that you see Yehuda ben Shamua, Mishum Rabbi Meir. You see he's a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Metzar, they say the Kli is Tahar, right? Because they say, no, you don't go after the Dabar Hamamid. It's basically a glass Kli. Therefore, it's a glass Kli. Question mark. You see he's a Talmud. Therefore, we're back to the question of, isn't this a Raya then that Megillas Tainis still stands? So answers the Gemara, the final answer, Tanoihi. Really, this machlokas amoraim that we had yesterday is really a machlokas tanoim. So therefore, whatever you say, you have basis in the tanoim whether Megillas Tainis was batal or not. The Tanya, hayom ma'elu aksu Megillas Tainis. These days that are recorded in Megillas Tainis, bein bizman shebizmekdash kayim asurin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that it was not batal. That even after churban habayis, you're not. These days have to be kept as yamim tovim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim asurin. Bebedei shesimcha hilahem. When we have a beis hamikdash, they're asur because they are days of simcha. Ein beis hamikdash kayim mutarin. When the base after the beis hamikdash is destroyed, so then mutar, these days do not apply anymore. Bebedei she'eval hulahem, because we have tremendous avelos. Again, we find in history that certain once things happen in history, previous days of simcha or avelos are batal. If you look in the post game, I think we mentioned this before as well at some point. Or if you look in the Magen Avram and you look in the later Achronim, Chaf Sivan, just as an example, Chaf Sivan was a fast day that everybody used to fast. Chaf Sivan. It's Mefurish in all the Poskim. All the Poskim prior to World War II. Talk about Chaf Sivan. Right, tragedies happened in the time of Rabbeinu Tam. Tragedies happened later in history. So Chaf Sivan, that was a fast. It's not based on Navi, but it was Mekubal throughout Europe to fast on Chaf Sivan. Why don't we know about it? Because of World War II. Right, once the Tsar of World War II happens, then there's nothing that comes That comes close. So everything is batal b'shishim. So it's once a later, sometimes later historical events nullify and make a non-issue an earlier event. So to here, the Gemara says, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that event was so cataclysmic and so monumental, so then it changed the whole face of what we do sometimes. Certain minhagim went out. Okay, so you see, we see it's a machlokes tanan. He asked the Gemara, v'hilchaz a bitzlu, v'hilchaz a lo bitzlu. Right, the halacha is they're mevatel. The halacha is they weren't mevatel. The Gemara asks, kasha hilchaz a hilchaz. So what does that mean? Was it mevatel or not? So the Gemara gives the answer, lo kasha, kan b'chanaka upurim, kan b'shar yomei. All days in Megillas Tainus were nullified, meaning we don't have them anymore. You're allowed to give hespedim on them. We don't even know when they are, most of them. But Chanukah and Purim, those two, when it says it was not Mavuto, Chanukah and Purim stayed. Chanukah and Purim are the only 2 days that still stand regarding Megillas Tainus. And there's a big kasha here that all the Rishonim ask. What's the big kasha? What? Why? Or not just why? Because those days are very defining. What's the big kasha? What does it say here? That Purim is one of the days that was not Mavuto Megillas Tainus. One of the halachas of the days of Megillas Tainus is you're not allowed to fast on that day or before or after. Tainus Esther. What happened to Tainus Esther? Isn't that a violation of this law? It says Megillas Tainus is still intact regarding Purim. Ask the Ron. Ask the Ritva. Everybody asks. Ask Tosfos. So what do you say? So Tosfos and Tainus suggests one answer. He says, maybe when it says here that it's still intact, that just means regarding the day itself, but not the day before or after. That's what Tosfos says. But again, it says it's still intact. But that's Tosfos' answer. Says the Ron here in the Chiddushi Aran. He says, maybe, yeah. Oh, we'll get it. That's the third answer. Says the Ran, Ika Lameimar, Mishum to have a Divrei Kabbalah. Right? Purim is like Divrei Kabbalah, right? It's based on Psukim. And Divrei Kabbalah, we just said in Amar Alf, is like Divrei Torah. So it's like Shabbos and Yontif. So only the day of. Not like Tosfos, that it only is still Kayam regarding the day itself. The Ran gives a more substantive answer. No, it always was only this day, because we treat Purim like a Daraisa, because it's based, it's Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah. But third answer, what Yisrael just said, is based on the Archas Chaim. If you meant to say that one, Archas Chaim, Rana Levi, the Rush, maybe it's a Rush too, but it's an Archas Chaim. Quotes it here. It's a similar idea quoted in a Ravid elsewhere. But the Archas Chaim here says that Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day. Tainus has a different kind of fast day. If you look in the Rambam, also the Rambam, when the Rambam lists off the fast days, he quotes the four fast days, right? Asar Abatevi, Shavas Abatamas, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah. He quotes those four fast days. And then like two halachas later, he says, and also the minhag of Klal Yisrael to fast on Tainus Esther. But it's a different kind of fast day. What's the biggest raya that's a different kind of fast day? The biggest raya is Makdim. Makdim. The Gemara says that whenever you have a fast day, Akdumi Peranusa Lo Makdimina. You always push off a fast day, right? Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday, right? Shavas Abatamas. Any fast day that falls out, you push it. You don't want to fast early. You push it away. Asar B'Teves, according to our calendar, cannot fall out on Shabbos. Could fall out on Friday. It's only fall out on Friday. What happens if Asar B'Teves fell out on Shabbos? Would we fast? So Pashas, we wouldn't. But again, there's some say that we would. We would because it's a special day. On yesterday's daf, actually. Menachem might have read it to you. Yesterday's daf, the Pasuk by Asar B'Teves uses the Lashon of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So because of that Lashon of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, yesterday's daf, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, that's why maybe Asar B'Teves is different for some reason. Okay, I think it's not Abu Draham that says it. Maybe you'd fast even on Shabbos. But either way, it says the Archas Chaim that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha. It's a Tainus of appreciation what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Thinking about the day before Purim, thinking about Yeshua Hashem, I'll read you his Lashon, Levishalo Nasar El Tainus Shel Tsar. The only thing that's awesome the day before these days of Megillas Tainus are the Tainus Shel Tsar. Aval Tainus Shanu Osim Einu El Zechel Tainus Esther V'sheyiskar Kol Adam Shabori Yisbarach Roa V'shomeya Kol Ish Beis Sarason Kasher Yisana Ilav V'yashav Ilav V'chol Avavo Kasher Azal V'sinu B'yom Ha'im Ezman Hazeh, etc. To remember what they did. This is a Tainus Shel Simcha, and therefore this Tainus, it's more of a Kiyum of Purim. It's not just it's not for a Churban or anything. So that's why this is a different kind of fast day. That's why that's not a violation of this principle. So right, the three answers. We have Tosfos and Tainus, we have the Ron here, and we have the Archas Chaim. Yeah. According to the third answer, why is there no Tainus on Erev Chanukah? Right, so you're not advocating, but again, that's the... No, but part of this is... I'm saying, but part of this is the current of what they did. That might have to do with where the Tainus has to come from. There's a machlokas we've shown, and why do we fast? Is it because they must have fasted because they were going out to war? According to that, you have a good question. Right? The Rosh talks about this at the beginning of Megillah. Did they? Why do we fast? So is it because they must have fasted because they were going out to war, so we fast also, zecher to the milchama, or is it a zecher to the 3 days that Esther fasted, even though it was a different month, and it was 3 days, not 1 day. But so again, that might relate to that. If it was zecher to Esther, then there's no reason to fast. But if it's a zecher to the fact that they fasted before they went out to war, then you have a good question. What about Hanukkah? Yeah.
Some people
fast every Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan. An Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves? I don't think so, because that's Hanukkah. That's Hanukkah. Can't fast on Hanukkah. Okay, let's continue now. Okay, so we get back to what the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Ches, right? We send out shluchim. We send out shluchim for various months to make sure that people know when the Rosh Chodesh was. We send out shluchim in Elul so people know when Rosh Hashanah is, and Tishrei in Tishrei so people know when exactly the Moadim are. So says the Gemara, keep it in Afki Luhu a Elul a Tishrei lo Baluhu. Once the shluchim go out and people know when Elul was, why do we have to know, send out another shluchim to know when Tishrei was? Why? Is it because you might make Elul a 30-day month? But says the Gemara, that never happened. For the past hundreds of years, Elul's never Ma'ubar. Elul always has 29 days. We discussed this a few months ago when we spoke about the three reasons why the Torah quotes the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to blow shofar during Elul, right, before Rosh Hashanah. One of the reasons is to remember the 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and he came down on Yom Kippur. So he remembers those 40 days so we don't miscalculate again. So that's why, to remember those 40 days. So the Poskim say, according to that reason though, we have two problems. Number one, we only blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. We should blow all the way until Yom Kippur. That's one. Number two is, if you count out the day, there's only 39 days because Elul is always chaser. Elul always has 29 days. Right, Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis Tishrei. Okay, but again, that's what the Gemara is saying. You never find El Ma'ubar. So the Gemara answers, Lo Matzinu Delo Itzrich. Ha Itzrich Ma'abrinalei. You're right, we never needed it, but Lu Yitzuyer, maybe we'll need it one day. And if we ever need it, we'll send out the Shluchim. Says the Gemara, 1 second, you're going to add on another day to Elul, Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. Then the whole Rosh Hashanah is all going to be messed up. Because no, you're not going to get there in time if you add on a day to Elul. So the Gemara answers, Mutav Tikalka Rosh Hashanah. Better to be messed up and have a mistake in Rosh Hashanah rather than to have the entire Sukkos incorrect. Dekanami, and what proof from the Mishnah that we're very worried about Moadim, Diktani al Tishrei Mibnei Takanes HaMoados Shmamina. So Takanes HaMoados, that shows that's an Ikka, that's an important reason. Period. Two dots. V'yal Kislei Mibnei Chanukah, V'yal Adar Mibnei Purim. Right? Still talking about Chanukah. Amazing. Kislev, we're doing Chanukah. I just look. I have these sheets from the last Daf Yomi cycle about so like a Divrei Torah, the Allah Daf sheets. I just look on yesterday's Daf. So yesterday's Daf was Tisha B'Av in the previous cycle. It was Tisha B'Av in the previous cycle. Mamish Tisha B'Av, right? Yesterday's Daf was all about Tisha B'Av, right? The Tosfos Yom Shehuch Pelu Botzaros. So there's always Siyata Deshmaya. There's Chanukah. There's Tisha B'Av. Pretty amazing. V'alkid b'nei Chanukah v'alad b'nei Purim v'ilmus Abra Hashana Yotzin Afal Adar Sheni b'nei Purim Loktani. In the Mishnah, it does not say that if they added on a month to the year, they would go out in the second Adar to make sure people know when Adar Sheni is. It does not say that in the Mishnah. It only says they go out in the first Adar, not the second Adar. So, Masis and Deloka Rebbe. The Mishnah is not like Rebbe, Detanya, because Rebbe says in the Tosefta, Rebbe Omer, Ms. Abra Hashana, Yotzin Afal Adar Sheni. Rebbe said that if the year gets another month, then even you send out Shluchim for Adar Sheni, but have Purim. For Purim, right? So it's Machlokas. Do you send out for Adar Sheni or not? So what's the Machlokas about? Let's say the Machlokas is about the following. Demar Savar, Kol Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Sheni Noagos B'Rishon. One opinion is that all the Mitzvahs of Adar that occur in the second month also occur in the first month. Meaning, and you're Yotze in the first month. So according to that opinion, maybe it's not so important that they know exactly when Purim is because they already did it in the first month. Umar Sabar called Mitzvah Nogas Basheni no Aino Agas Barishon. The other opinion says, no, only in the second Adar. Right? Will the real Adar please stand up? This is a major issue in Mesechas Megillah in terms of Bar Mitzvah, in terms of yard sites. So it's a big discussion. Hopefully we'll have it. That's when we get up to Megillah. But either way, says the Gemara, maybe this is the Machlokes. According to the one who says you have to send out Shluchim because according to him, you're not Yotzi with what you did the first Adar. According to the one who says you don't have to send out Shluchim because you're already Yotzi the first month. Answers the Gemara, no, lo, to Kuli Alma Mitzvah Nogas Basheni Aino Agas Barishon. No, really everybody agrees, could agree, that what you did in the first month does not count. V'hacha Be'iber Shana Kamiflagi. No, the Machlokas is about how long is the month that you're going to add on. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Kama Iber Shana Lamed Yom. The first opinion holds, it's always 30 days. V'shimon Gamliel omer chodesh. Gamliel says chodesh, which let's translate for now, means 29 days. But the Gemara thinks now that the first opinion says it's always 30 days. So everybody knows it's 30 days. So you don't have to send a shluchim for the second month. The Gemara says, 1 second. Maishna lami diyadi. Why don't you have to send a shluchim if you know it's always 30 days? Because people know it's 30 days. Chodesh namiyadi. But chodesh means 29 days always. So people also know it's 29. So either way, they know exactly how long it's going to be. So either way, you shouldn't have to send a shluchim. So Amar Papa, no. Rav Papa said, no, the word chodesh doesn't mean always 29 days. The word chodesh means, mandam ar chodesh, ratza shloshim. Sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. Therefore, they don't know. So that's why, according to that opinion, that's why you have to send out shluchim. Period. Two more lines. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishom Kila Kadisha Dushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim, he was meyid on the two others, Shem Kachin Osam Biyom Iburehem, that they were Makadish the others on the day of their Ibur. What does that mean? On day 30. That both others are chaser. That's this opinion. There's one other, if you have an Iber Shana, both of them have 29 days. Is that to tell me that you always make them chaser, 29 days and not 30 days? That's going against the following opinion, which says, hey, Rav Simoi, Mishum Chagei Zechariah v'Malachi, Rav Simoi said in the name of Chagei Zechariah v'Malachi, the Maritz Chais and Megillah says it doesn't mean that he knew Chagei Zechariah v'Malachi. They were much earlier. It just means there was a Masorah in the name of these Nevi'im. Al Shnei Adarim, he has a Masorah on these two Adarim, they do whatever you want. Shem Ratzel Asosan Shnei Malayin, Osin. Both Malay, do it. Shnei Chaserin, Osin. Echad Malay v'Echad Chaser, Osin. Whatever you want. V'kachla, Yinogin Begola, that's what they used to do. Whatever Chazal needed, they made Malay, Chaser, both or neither. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, but in the name of Rav, they did the following. La'olam echad mali v'echad chaser. You always make the first one mali and the second one chaser. Ashi yivadu l'chashuk v'roch chodesh bizman. Until you know for sure that Rosh Chodesh was made bizman. Meaning if you made the first one chaser, you need the second one to be mali. Okay, you do that. But generally, the first one is mali, the second one is chaser. Again, this has to do with the different adars, which Be'ez Hashem will talk more about in Maseches Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow I'm not going to be around. So Menachem will be doing tomorrow's daf, holiday schedule, Sunday schedule. So it starts, daf is at 7:10, and Shacharis is at 8. And tomorrow is, again, a very well-known daf in international Dateline fame. So that's tomorrow, the Baal Amar, and tomorrow's Rishonim. Tomorrow, and Be'ez Hashem Menachem will take you through it. Just to end up with a trivia question has to do with today's daf. The only time that you could have 5 days in a row where you lain and you don't say Hallel. The only time you could have 5 days in a row where you lain and you don't say Hallel. Right, so when is it? When you have a Tzom Gedalia Nidcha. Tzom Gedalia falls out on Shabbos. So you have Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. Shabbos is Shabbos. And then Sunday is Tzom Gedalia. Then Monday is regular Monday. So it's the only time you could have 5 days in a row when you have laning without Hallel. Tzom Gedalia Nidcha. Okay, I have to go get my son. Destroyed at the